When you hear the phrase social media and think of what that phrase represents, Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, Tumblr, and so many more, it seems really strange to think that not even a decade ago, many of us had never even heard that term, social media. And with so many choices, you can find the social media site that truly reflects your interests or your goals for social media network. Or if you can't find one, you could do what my next guest did, come up with their own social media site. It's a new site called Hubsky, developed by a couple of native Ann Arborites. And I'm joined by these two co-founders, Steve Klausnitzer, who's joining us from North Carolina. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. And here in the studio with me is Mark Katakowski. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, thanks.
So, Mark, you have this whole other life, and the question has to be asked, how does a guy who does brain tumor research for Henry Ford Hospital wind up creating a new social media site?
Well, I guess the short answer is I have a lot of hobbies. But the longer answer is I got into it actually to teach myself how to program. And I've always been fascinated with the internet and fascinated with media. I spent a lot of time on internet forums, news aggregators. But I wasn't finding exactly what I thought should be out there.
And what was that?
A place for really meaningful interaction among the people. There's, I think, a lot of potential when you gather a whole bunch of people from all walks of life and all around the world mm-hmm. to discuss a certain topic or event or idea. And I think that there was just a lot of potential out there that wasn't being, you know, tapped or leveraged to really encourage that aspect of the equation. And so that looked like a project that was worth, you know, doing. And as I taught myself to program, and that's where I started. And it's kind of snowballed from there.
Okay, what are you feeling, Steve, that number one, attracted you so much, and number two, made you say, you know what, I do want to become a part of this formally and make this a part of my life? What was it about Hubsky?
Well, you know, the other day I was talking with Mark, and he mentioned to me, and this may sound a little silly, but he said that Hubsky to him was like what he pictured Paris in the 20s to be, interesting people doing interesting things in a small, localized area. And that's what attracted me. There's people on the site posting original artwork, photography, music, essays on science and literature. So it's just a lot of really thoughtful, active people. So the idea that the internet is a place for people to go waste time is not something that I think our users buy into. You know, they're on the site interacting in a meaningful way. And what attracted me to the site right off the get-go was that I didn't see people just having conversations with each other, and then that was the one interaction they'd ever have. I saw people developing relationships around common interests. And I think that's fascinating as we move into a world where the line between, you know, in real life and online life is constantly being blurred.
So I'm interested if you could, as the guy who originally created this, Mark, how would you describe it to someone who has not seen Hubsky? Is it like Facebook? Is it like Twitter? What's it like?
So when you get on, I mean, Hubsky's a website. When you come there, it's going to look like a wall of text.
Yeah, okay.
Because there's a whole lot of, and you'll see kind of a feed of different stories and posts and things that people are talking about. And so that's what you'll first see. But when you log in, you'll be suggested maybe somebody to follow based on what interest you might have.
Okay.
And that kind of gets you into the community. You kind of put a toe in it. And what'll happen is you start to see users that are posting content and then sharing content amongst each other. And what you'll get is your own personalized slice of Hubsky. There is no Hubsky that everybody has, actually. And that's kind of one of the natures of the site, is that everybody has their own personal version of it. And I think because of that kind of organic nature of the site, it encourages stronger relationships between the users and then more meaningful interaction between them.
Steve, what kind of posts and conversation threads are up there? Give us an idea of the kinds of posts you attract.
Sure. It's really all over the place. But to be more specific, right before I joined the call, I took a look at our trending tags on Hubsky. So some of the trending topics people are interested in, and the top ones listed are right now, and it could change,
sure.
But right now are science, technology, politics, music, and, you know, these are things that most of us are passionate about. So they tend to fall into buckets like that, but they get really creative with it. People actually use HubSki as not just a place to share stuff they've consumed elsewhere, but people actually create original content on HubSki too. So they'll post essays that they've written on HubSki, photo essays. We allow people to embed photos in their work. So those are some of the things that you'll see on HubSki. Also, community events. People are hosting, and this is neat, because what's really great about creating a site like this is when you sit back and just watch people use it in ways you didn't necessarily imagine. But people are creating book clubs and are working on art projects together on the site. There's someone who challenged the musicians in the community to record children's songs for his mother's preschool class. So,
wow.
There's just lots of really neat creativity happening on the site.
How do you keep the conversation in the tone that you want, which is thoughtful and respectful?
If I could take it, I think one way we do that is what you see is based on who you follow. Mm. So if you're not – and there's not friending and unfriending. There's not this relation so it's kind of – it's more passive. And so you're not going to upset somebody if you're not following them.
Yeah.
And so what happens is, you know, you'll follow somebody, and if they're not for you, then you might – you know, let them go and unfollow them. And that's kind of what happens. I think one thing I think that the site has that I really appreciate is serendipity. There's a lot of – because you're following people rather than topics, what you'll get is, you know, these kind of – the whole aspect of somebody's personality. And I think in the what happens in online often is what people do is they'll put up some topics and people go there to discuss this topic, whether it's politics or programming or
okay.
whatnot. But on HubSki, what we do is we kind of put up the people, and then you follow the people. And what happens from that, I think in the real world, that's more – that, and we think that's more like the real world, because mm-hmm. I don't – what I do and what I listen to isn't generally based on what the majority has agreed to be the most popular. It's generally what I do is I'll find people that interest me, and we'll go do things together. And that's kind of how things work out on HubSki. You kind of find your niche over time
okay.
By seeking out these people. And
how many members of the community do you have now?
We're just about 7,000 now. And so we're small, but we are energetic. And I think one of the greatest things about it is people that joined 2 years ago are still there, and there's a lot of them. And we've kind of formed some bonds with them. I've actually made some real-life friendships through the site. And so I think we're doing the right thing. We're not really advertising. We're just kind of growing as people filter in.
Do you have a sense as to where people are located? Are you going around?
They're all over the world.
They are.
We've got people seems like we have a lot of people in Denmark for some reason, but we have, people, Singapore, we've had people, Thailand, Vietnam, Brazil, everywhere,
Oh, I was just saying, Mark just mentioned that, we've actually made friends with people through the site, and these are people that there's no way I would have met otherwise. So, made friendships and we have friends in Toronto and Vancouver, New Zealand, people that I genuinely care about what they're working on and what they're doing in life. So it's definitely global.
The site is HubSki, and it's HUBSKI.com. Where'd you get the name from? Gotta ask.
Well, I was trying to think of a name, and I was News Hub. You know, this is a hub of information. Well, my last name is Katakowski, so I just stuck on the ski. And
there you go. Represent Poland, right?
Yeah.
There we go. HubSki.com, and I have been speaking with the co-founders, Mark Katakowski, here in the studio, and joining us from North Carolina, Steve Klausnitzer. And thanks so much for sharing your story with us, guys.
Thanks so
Thank
much.
You,
it's
Tim.
A pleasure.